Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi is in Chapter 3 of Sukkah, Perek Lulav HaGuzzel. We are actually at Mishnah 15, the last Mishnah of this long chapter, all about the four species and how to use them. Mekapelet isha miyad b'no umiyad bala. A woman can accept the lulav, all of the species, from her son or from her husband, umachazirato lamayim b'shabbat, and return it to a water container on Shabbat. The practical idea is to keep the lulav and the hadasi meravot fresh and moist. I've seen in modern times some people use a moist paper towel around their species with aluminum foil around the outside to sort of humidify it. And there are really two lessons in this Mishnah. First of all, a woman is not obligated to perform the mitzvah of taking the four species. And still, even on Shabbat, it's not muksa for her. We don't say that the item is used for the mitzvah because it's required of men, but it's muksa for women. She is allowed to handle it as well. And we also don't say that it's problematic to put the branches, you know, the lulav etrog, the lulav hadasim meravot, you don't put your etrog in the water, but to put the branches into the water on Shabbat. We don't say that's like tikkun mana. We don't say it's a problem. We say it is permitted. There is a discussion in modern poskim about arranging flowers. Flowers that were already cut before Shabbos in a vase on Shabbos. I know Rav Ovadia is matur, rearranging your flowers on Shabbat, but consult your local Orthodox florist for details. So the Mishnah goes on, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Shabbat machazirin. On Shabbat, you could return it to like a vase of water that's already filled up. B'Yom Tov mosifin. On Yom Tov, that's not Shabbat, you could add water to the container with your Arba Midim. And on Chol HaMoed, you can change out the water. The idea here is that changing the water is more of a tircha. So on Yom Tov itself, when we don't want to have tircha, we want to be enjoying the day, when we're doing the mitzvot, learning Torah, tefillah, and enjoying the simcha, we don't want to put someone through tircha, so we don't allow them to change the water. But on Chol HaMoed, where we do allow a little bit of tircha, we would allow it. Finally, Katan Hayodea Lena'anea, a minor who knows how to do the waving, Chayav Belulav. He is obligated, this is on a rabbinical level, and for the sake of education, for Chiduch, to be trained in the mitzvah of Lulav. We mentioned there are all sorts of esoteric and Kabbalistic meanings behind the four species and the waving ceremony and the directions of waving and the order. There are a lot of deep thoughts behind this that are amazing to explore. But a katan can do it. All you have to do is shake a stick. It's more fun than you can shake a stick at, and have a kavana that we're doing it because it's a mitzvah that Hashem told us to do. That's the basic level. That's all you really need to do. It's a great reminder that sometimes we get bogged down in the details and the extra levels, but sometimes we miss the very basic level, that we do things because Ribbono Shel Olam, the creator of the universe, told us to do it, wants us to do it. That's reason enough. Let's go on to chapter Dalet. Chapter 4, Lulav ve'erava, the taking of the lulav and the mitzvah of the willow, as we'll describe in this chapter, shisha v'shiva. It could be 6 days or 7 days. Now, the rest of this parak, this chapter, is going to explain how these situations arise. This first Mishnah is sort of like a table of contents for the parak. Hecholel v'simcha, reciting halel, the praises that we do, v'simcha, and having a good time, rejoicing. As the pasuk says, "V'samachta bechagecha," we have to make an extra effort to be happy on Yom Tov. The Gra said it's a very difficult mitzvah to be v'simcha for an entire week. It's a difficult thing, but that's what we're supposed to do. Shmona. These are for 8 days. Obviously, the festival of Sukkot itself is 7 days, but then we have Shmini Chag Atzeret, which is day 8. So that's also a Yom Tov. Sukkah v'nisu chamayim shiva, the mitzvah of residing in the sukkah, and the water libations that were performed on the Mizbeach. You know, all year long they pour wine on the Mizbeach accompanying offerings, and now they had an extra offering of water, shiva. That's done all 7 days. Hecholil, and the flutes, chamisha v'shisha, could be 5 days or 6 days. The flutes we'll actually discuss in detail in chapter 5. Again, this first Mishnah in this parak is a bit of a table of contents, and this coming week we're going to see, Bezrat Hashem, the details of all of these mitzvot. Zai Gesund.